Join Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, and Derek Mason at Twin Peaks in Cool Springs this Sunday for the pregame show from 9:30 to 11:30. They will break down the Titans' Week 7 matchup against the Bills and give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, and award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you. And speaking of the Titans and Bills, we are pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by Vic Carucci, longtime Buffalo reporter. Vic, I was pleasantly surprised, I guess you could say, to see that Josh Allen has not thrown an interception this season. I have since learned that this is the longest streak of his career, six games, without throwing an interception. What's been the secret for Josh Allen so far this season?
Yeah, it's a pretty remarkable stat, and it is one of those ones that catches you sort of after the fact. But I would say it has its combination. It's, first of all, Josh and his level of discipline to not force throws that he is inclined to do, because great quarterbacks, guys with those special talents and arms, will do that. It's a default setting. The other thing is Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, who begins his first full season in that capacity, finished the last half of last year after being promoted to replace the fired Ken Dorsey. His game planning, his play design, and his emphasis with Josh has been tailored to that, to being not necessarily conservative, but seeking more of those higher percentage throws. Now, I will add this addendum, and I know we're going to get into Amari Cooper, but in terms of what the receiving core has been for the bulk of this year, it hasn't been one that gets great separation, that invites him to feel like he wants to, you know, challenge defenses in those deeper high-risk throws, just on the basis of the types of receivers he has. Maybe that changes, or at least the Bills are hoping so, with Amari Cooper joining the team.
So let's talk about Amari Cooper, a big trade earlier this week, acquiring him from the Cleveland Browns. I see the expectation is for him to make his Bills debut on Sunday against the Titans. Let's dive a little bit more into how Amari Cooper could or will transform this Bills offense.
Yeah, I think coming in the door, he is an immediate upgrade over anything they have in players who catch the football. And that was evident to me. That was evident even before the season began. The way they approached the offseason after releasing Stephon Diggs and then Gabe Davis to a lesser extent, but still your numbers one and two receivers are out the door, and nobody who truly qualified for either of those roles was brought in free agency and in the draft. Keon Coleman, you know, they move down, they get him on the second round, big target, but mostly a guy who, if he's successful, is going to win a lot of 50-50 balls. He is not a take the top off the defense type of receiver, at least that I've seen so far. So the approach was they were going to rely on Josh Allen to elevate receivers that he had. And I'd say it wasn't going all that well, particularly in the two games prior to the Monday night win against the Jets. And the only returning guy, Khalil Shakir, mostly a slot guy. So you bring in Amari Cooper and you have that guy. You have a player that defenses have to respect for his ability to make those big plays, to run those, you know, those precise type routes that he can run, and find his way into deep into those secondaries. And then Josh, you know, it's up to him to, of course, make that connection. Now, as far as impact, how long does that take? I mean, they are going to put him out there because right now he's signed for 11 games, you know, more if they make the playoffs. But this is an $800,000 roughly investment of the $1.2 million that he is due to receive in salary this year. Cleveland taking care of those first six games. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, A, how much playing time he gets. I would suspect that, you know, he'll get a good amount. But two, how fast and up to speed you can get him in a matter of, you know, days leading up to this game.
We'll talk with Vic Carucci, longtime Buffalo Bill reporter. Now, Vic, is there any fear? Because you did sort of mention the receiving core and how they're not getting separation. But you look at the fact that Josh Allen, who's been prone to throw interceptions, he hasn't turned the ball over. Is there any fear now that he has him a legit number one that he may revert back to the things that he did when he had a number one with Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis was there as well, trying to make those throws to those guys?
Right. It's a fair point. It is absolutely something to look at, right? Because the temptation is when you've got that kind of weapon, when you've got that kind of player, certainly you're going to be hungry. And think about Josh, the mindset. He's gone through six games now where he really hasn't had that opportunity to consistently challenge what defenses can do from a deep ball standpoint. And if Amari is breaking free, which I suspect he will do from the jump, at least once, twice, maybe more, Josh will look for him, and maybe those will be those kinds of balls that are riskier. But I'll say this. I think the back to the – I mentioned Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator. The other thing that this team has incorporated, the other element that this – offense has incorporated more so than it has in recent years or certainly in the last couple is a run game. And you saw it on display Monday night with the rookie Ray Davis running hard and making the most of his time in there while the starter James Cook was out of the lineup with a toe injury. And Cook is back, by the way, or he's at least trending to be back for Sunday.
And that's what I was going to ask you, how much the running game has affected what Brady calls. Because when you know you can lean on a running game, and you said it years before, they couldn't. Josh Allen was their run game.
Right.
But you know, the older he gets, just like Ben Roethlisberger, you can't put him in those situations because you're going to expose him to injury. But having that running game with the two-headed monster, this is something, do you believe this is something, and do the Bills fans believe this is something that really can put them over the hump? Because I've always said, listen, you don't have to out-throw Patrick Mahomes. What you got to do is keep Patrick Mahomes on the bench.
Right, absolutely. Yes, I do think this has the potential, and I'm going to – you know, I'm going to kind of couch this a little bit because I'm not going to sit here and say, sure, they bring in Amari Cooper and boom, this is a ticket stamp for New Orleans for the Super Bowl. None of us would say that really under the best of circumstances for either of these teams going into this game. But I do think that the way Brandon Bean, the GM, has built this thing here, it's been methodical right along. Have they made the occasional splash move? Sure, bringing in Von Miller, and it was a risk a couple of years ago, given his age, given the injury history with his knee, and you know, you saw what happened last year. You basically didn't have him after the knee injury he suffered on Thanksgiving Day 2022, and now he's suspended. But that was, I mean, that's a separate issue. But the point is, they have generally been building with the notion that, okay, you got 17, you got Josh Allen. Now it's about making everything around him effective enough to complement what he does. And that is really the Kansas City model. Now, I will also say that Kansas City, it's hard to compare them with anybody because of exceptional coaching, a Hall of Fame tight end to go along with a Hall of Fame quarterback. But everybody else on the surrounding cast, I mean, it just has taken me back because I've been doing this long enough. I follow that whole Patriot dynasty, right? And what would happen? The faces would change, but except for one, basically, on offense, and that was Tom Brady. And these weren't dynamic superstar future Hall of Famers on offense, right, for the most part. I mean, you know, you had Randy Moss, but those were occasional visits of some players. In Kansas City, we're kind of seeing the same thing with injuries, of course, causing the cycling through. In Buffalo, they made a value judgment to not go to the wall to get somebody because their cap wouldn't allow them. They've been in Super Bowl ready mode from a tight cap standpoint and had to pull back from that this offseason. Now I think if they can be a legit contender this year, and I do think they have the chance because it looks fairly even in the conference AFC, but we got a long season to go. But if they do and weather this, yeah, then next year you got a chance to maybe add more pieces.
Vic Carucci is with us, knows about as much as the Buffalo Bills as anyone we could bring on here. We're glad to have him on. So, Vic, you're the right guy to ask this question. Given all that you just said there, what's your early sense? Because as you said, you know, when you're in a window and you've got some key pieces and you're going for it, there are some tough decisions that have to be made, and the faces do change. So if you were to compare this Bills team to some of the best in the last few years that have been so close, do you think that they are better than they have been, or is it too early to tell that yet?
Yeah, I'm going to cop out and say too early to tell. Because here's the thing, guys. Let's not lose sight of this. You guys saw Monday Night Football, and that was a game easily the Bills lose. If a fairly reliable kicker, Greg Zuerlein, I thought he was. I still think he is. I know it was, you know, a typically sort of windy night in MetLife Stadium, or windy game, but I mean day or night there. We know how the winds swirl around that place. But that's his home field, and he acted like he was kicking there for the first time, and then doinking those two kicks off the left upright. That's a major point of how this outcome went. And then the exceptionally crazy officiating of 22 flags, 11
on each
side.
That was crazy. That was absolutely nuts.
That was nuts. And one of those was a hold that eliminated a potentially go-ahead touchdown that all for the Jets that could have decided the game. There were a lot of those moments. And again, same for the Bills too, but their kicker misses a field goal, misses an extra point. This game was ripe for the Jets to pluck for Aaron Rodgers on not the greatest of nights for him to really pluck from the vine and win the game. And they didn't do it. So for Buffalo, I think in some ways, at least semi-transformative. Now they got a 2.5 game lead in their division. And that's a big thing to have after six games, a cushion. And you look at their schedule and look, this opponent, I mean, having the Titans come to town, I know, if they take any kind of letdown or feel like they are on top of the world and this is just a gimme game, that will be foolish, I think, to do that any week. But I think in particular, coming off the enormity of what Monday night's game meant, short week, Titans come to town, watch their film, watch the video, watch everything and say, this doesn't, you know, these guys just don't look like somebody that we're going to have to worry about. I'm saying the players and coaches might be saying that. But if they even are reasonably focused, that game and other parts of the upcoming schedule put them in a very good place to keep this division on lockdown.
Vic Carucci, longtime Buffalo reporter and columnist, joining us here on DVD. Vic, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the game.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Vic Carucci joining us from Buffalo. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we heard from DeAndre Hopkins yesterday about the possibility of being traded within the next few weeks. What did DeAndre Hopkins have to say about that? We'll share that with you next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.